She's off, impatient asshole. Sorry. I assume the date was pretty shit then. Because it's 10 p.m. and you're here. You're not at her place. What was the problem this time? Not interesting enough. Annoying voice. Bad breath. God. I hate it when they have bad breath. Like, it's a first date. Would a bit of mouthwash kill you? Damn! Ooh, brutal. Doesn't surprise me though. All guys talk too much about themselves on dates. But yeah, you definitely seem like the type of idiot to do that. What? Want to exchange some more pleasantries? What is with you today, man? Date must have gotten your brain all fucked up. It can't be me. I don't know, like, a few months ago. Dating sucks. Besides, I still get dicked down regularly by you. It's not like I'm in a hurry to get cuffed. yeah, duh. What other reason would that be? Jesus fucking Christ. No, yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. That is like the corniest thing I've ever heard. Call me toxic for this, but like, I refuse to believe I'm gonna meet the love of my life on fucking, like, Hinge or something. Can you imagine telling your future grandchildren that grandma and grandpa met each other on a fucking dating app? I think I'd rather shoot myself. I don't know, like, be friends, or meeting at a bar or whatever. Also, I go out way more than you do. It's always extra nice when you just saved. You taste so good. Oh. getting tired of dating anyways. I'm feeling like 9 days since I came back from vacation. All of which ended up being here with me. I love the way your pulse feel in my mouth. This rate I'm seeing more often than my actual friends. It's good dick. Oh, it's been sweating myself out to some rando. It's pretty. It's big. But in the right kind of way. Cause I had an ex with a bike. Oh, I really bumped his skinny dick. I mean, it was fine, but like, yours is just way better proportioned. Yeah, don't do that. Cause I'm sucking it good. Better fucking hopes with all the practice you've been giving me recently. There's so much work for the cleanup and stuff. Guys are so obsessed with facials. Jeez. Left the porn sites pro. I mean, you can if you really want to, but like. Coming in my mouth, it's probably easier. Okay, cool. I can take it deep when you're about to come. I know you like that. Yeah, just say when you're on the edge. I feel her hand moving to the back of my head. No, it's fine. Just don't be dumb and push too hard, okay? I don't want to like vomit. I'm okay. No, it's fine. Do it again. was really nice. Can you help me get up? Oh, I need to start removing the plastering on the floor before sucking you off. My knees hurt. I feel like an old lady. I'll see you when I see you, I guess. I hope your next day goes better. Maybe. Well, maybe. But you always leave after you. No, wait. I'm not saying it like, get out of my apartment or anything. I'm just saying, like, you feel me? I mean, I guess not really. We fucked, so watching a movie together isn't anything wild, but no, I don't have plans. Fuck it, why not? So, what kind of movies do you like? Oh, I know, right? As I was so, like, weird about it. Kind of bad. We're the worst. He met me in line for a club at 6:30 a.m. I'm pretty sure we said like 10 words to each other total. I still have you, my friend, as hot club guy, ugly shirt. Well, it was ugly, so. I don't know. I like horror movies, I guess. I don't really care. I'll watch anything. Not a horror guy. See, this is why dating sucks. Getting to know each other only sets us up for disappointment. Kidding. Oh, I put some random garbage in my recommended section on. Is that some sort of rom-com or something? I don't know. Aren't those movies kind of seen as like chick flicks? Like a so baby girl for that. No, don't change your answer now. It's cute. It's endearing, if anything. I'll put it on. You can get cozy on the bed. Is this really about watching a movie? Well, if you wanna fuck, you can just say that, you know. Then why are you taking your shirt off? No, be my guest, get comfy. I'm just saying, like, if you wanna fuck, we can fuck. It's like a whole deal. I usually sleep naked. Why? See, I don't get what's going on here. Do you have some sort of like cozy cuddle fuck in mind or something like that? Like, what the fuck is going on? You're being so weird. Did that date of yours hit you in the head? Okay, scooch. So, why do you like this movie? That's kind of cute. No, nothing. It's nothing. You just didn't strike me as such a softie. It's weird how, like, aware I'm becoming of how little we know about each other. It's weird. I don't like it. Yeah, for you, maybe. But you're a man. I already know there's gonna be tons of things I'm gonna dislike about you. It's a lost cause. You're pretty decent at cuddling so far, though. No surprises there, though. Physical stuff between us is always great. You think, right? But no. I slipped over at this girl's house and she coughed into my neck rather than turning her head away from me. I could feel like her spit on me. I know. It was gross. And she had these, like, sharp toenails. I don't know. They were just sharp. Like, I'd be almost dozing off, and then, boom, I get stabbed in my calves. Yeah. And she was shorter. Well, that's just not true. Okay. Switch. No, no. I won't have this kind of slander. Let me give a big spin. I'll show you. See. Okay, yeah, whatever. Now you've got my cuties all over you. Shut up. No, I don't. Oh, my toes are normal. I'm telling you, sharp toenails, it's a real thing, and it's horrible. You should count yourself lucky you haven't experienced the horrors. I was just thinking. You're kind of funny. This is going to sound super mean, but I didn't expect you to have a personality. Nora, I mean, I know everyone technically has what I meant is, like, I didn't expect you to actually be fun to talk to. Cause you're a hot guy that hooked up with a girl he met in line for a club at 6 a.m. These guys are usually the most boring motherfuckers on the planet. Their only interest is girls, and their only hobbies are being attractive and fucking girls. Yeah, true. You haven't really proved either of those wrong. But I guess at least you're not a total bore. Please don't tell me you're about to start talking about crypto or how cool AI art is or some shit. Shut up. Stop cracking me up. I'm trying to watch a movie. Dumbass. It's a pretty cute movie so far. Plus, Sandra Bullock is so gorgeous. Sandra Bullock. She's a Canadian girl. God, I thought you were a fan. Tis, tis. Getting schooled on your own favourite movie. How embarrassing. Well, you recommended we watch it, so it's not your favourite. Then why didn't you suggest that movie, You see how your web of lies is starting to unravel, mister. Your shoulders a lot, you know. It's so big, strong, and kissable. My second favorite part of your body. Can you guess it first? What does it look like? I'm giving you some much needed release. I can tell you're still pent up. I'll take care of it for you. Nice like that. What? I didn't get what the fuck you want from me, dude. What? Like we're some sort of fucking old married couple? We're fuck buddies. No, not even that. We barely fucking know each other. We're not even buddies. We're just two horny people that text each other at 3 a.m. to get some. Wait, don't go. Just let me process this. I never said that. I never said I thought this was a mistake. We're just watching a fucking movie. It's not! It's not a big deal. I never said it was. It's just fucking new and weird and confusing, okay? I want to get to know you too. I like your taste in movies, you fucking asshole, so stop assuming I don't want to. Yeah. I do. I guess. I just don't want to complicate. Yeah. Kiss my neck. Kiss my neck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we've done this so many times. Why does it feel different now? No. Better. You're creeping me so tight. So passionately. Sigh, you could kiss her. Yeah, you are good with your mouth. Legs over your shoulders. You're gonna be so deep. Okay. make you feel even bigger than normal. Jesus fucking Christ. I can barely take you in this position. You feel extra hard for me.
Fuck!
mortifying for having such a typeless slutty complex. Yes. Oh my god, I love it so fucking much. Please, so hot.
Can't let go of you.
Just like me. God. I love your dick. I can't get enough. I need to fuck me constantly. God. I fucking crave you when you're not inside of me. My fucking nails in your back, baby. Yeah. My legs sucking you in. You aren't fucking pulling out after all of this, are you? If you wanna watch movies with me, go out with me and talk to me like you're my boyfriend. This is all you're gonna have to do. Completely raw. Every day. I'm gonna be your girl. I'm gonna be your girl for real. Vessel from Kong's heart. Jesus Christ. No, I'm good. Don't worry. No, go away. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Unlock my leg. Didn't fuck up your back too much. Whoops. My bad. These nails are kind of sharp, I guess. Sorry. A day. No, I mean. I meant what I said. I'm down. If you're willing to, you know. Yeah, exactly. God gave you such an elegant way with words. Breeding my con roar like an idiot is pretty accurate. Well, I strongly believe in letting all my red flags fly from the get-go. So, if you don't want to deal with my craziness, and you just want boring, gross, lame condom fucking. We'll both fail date blowjobs. You're free to walk out. And I'll see you whenever I need dick or you need my cunt. No hard feelings. For real. Not exactly the mushy type, in case you haven't noticed. I'll be perfectly fine with that. But if you wanna feel like you felt just now, spreading your heart, sticky, manly, but I'll come to my impossibly tight, fertile, pre-toy con. Both of us coming so hard, harder than we've ever came. Cause we give each other butterflies when we talk about being together. If you want that, you can stay here and finish watching the movie with me. We can fall asleep in this bed together. In the morning, we're gonna go our separate ways. Except this time, you don't text me at 3 a.m. for a quick fuck. You're gonna text me when and where you want our first date to be. Yeah. I'll be the big speech. Oh.